This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On this edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Sun Cub, we talk with Kentucky FFA Executive Director Matt Colliff about what FFA chapters are doing across the state to celebrate National FFA Week.
FFA Week is just a chance for our members and our chapters to celebrate what FFA is and what it does at the local level, what it does in the lives of members. So it's a good chance to build some awareness with elected officials, with the general public across the state. So lots of things going on to accomplish that coming up.
Tell us some of the things that some of our FFA chapters across the state do, Matt, to celebrate FFA Week.
Sure. Well, you know, one of the real common things is an FFA Week proclamation with the mayor, the county judge, those kind of things. We'll actually, the state level, be doing that with Governor Beshear on Monday, the 21st, a National FFA Week proclamation for the state. A lot of chapters do recreational activities during the week, so everything from, Barnyard Olympics to movie nights, a lot of local events in the high school spirit days. Everything, I've seen all kinds of things from, support your favorite team day to red, white, and blue day to dress like your favorite career day. So all kind of things to build some excitement, energy within the local school. And then also a lot of chapters focus on having some form of service during FFA Week. And LaRue County has historically had a big meal packing event with a local supporter there, so they'll pack a bunch of meals for the less fortunate and put that together. So just different activities to celebrate and raise awareness, those kind of things.
I think it's wonderful to be able to do that. And, you know, FFA touches so many young people across the state of Kentucky. What's the size and scope of FFA these days?
Yeah, so our membership last year was at 15,700, and we're on track to beat that this year. We think we could get close to 16,000 members this year, which is awesome. That would be the 16,000 would be the highest number in our history. A lot of that's due to growth in middle school programs, but also just a lot of growth in the high school level as well. A lot of interest in agriculture. Whether it be, local foods movement or agri-tech and kind of everything in between. So a lot of interest in that.
Our guest, FFA Executive Director Matt Colliff. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.